Sagt der Mishnah weiter, und sagt, was wir bekamen, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Sagt der Mishnah, Afel Pisha Hu Naisin Lai, even though one who inflicts a wound on someone else has to pay him, and sometimes he has to pay him all the five things, Nezek, Tzai, Ripu, Sheves, and Baishas, but don't think that by handing over money, you're finished. Afel Pisha Hu Naisin Lai, even though he gives him money, Einai Nimcha Lai, Ad Sheyavakish Mimen. The person doesn't have mechila until he asks and says, please be meichel me. Shenemer, like the Pasuk says, v'yavi melech, in Parshas v'yera. The Pasuk says, Kapitel Chav, Pasuk Zayin, v'yata ha-shev eshes ha-ish, but now return the man's wife, ki navihu, for he is a navi, v'yispal batcha, and he will daven for you, and then you will live. You have to return Sarah to Avram, and then he'll daven for you. In other words, ask him mechila. He should have rachmanis on you and daven for you. For his part, when the one who did the damage comes to ask mechila, how do we know that the one that has to be mechil shouldn't be an achzer, shouldn't be an action, shouldn't be mean to say, no, I'm not mechil you? Shenema for the pasuk taka says, v'yispal Avram elu elikim, v'yirpa elikim esavi me'alach. So you see that Avram was mechilim so strong to such an extent that Imam is davened for him, he should be healed. Now really, Avimelech didn't ask that Avram should daven for him. He only asked him mechila, despite that Avram davened for him. So it's brought down here in the Tosefta, that a chayvel b'chaveri, if you inflict a wound on your friend, even though the chayvel is not asking that the victim should plead mercy with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that nothing should happen to him, but he should do so. It's the right thing to do. If someone hurt you, you should... And he's asking mechila, you should be meichelim, and even daven for him. Ask Hashem, please, please, don't let anything bad happen to him. And the Tosefta concludes as follows. Zeh simen yehei biyatcha. This simen should be in your hands. Kol zman she'ata rachman, as long as you have rachmanis, harachman mirachim alecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom, who is the rachman, he will have rachmanis on you. Vayit rezok the Mishnah, who I mirv, someone says to his friend, Sami is Einai. I want you to blind my eye, Chas v'shalom. Or Kitas Yadi, chop off my hand. Or Shvarez Ragli, break my foot. And this person went ahead and did it. Chayiv, he has to pay. And if applicable, all five things. It won't be an excuse to say, well, he said to do it. Not only that, even if he didn't just say, do these things to me, but he said, Almanas Liftar, do it to me and I'm telling you right now, on the condition you should be potter. Chayiv. The chayiv is still chayiv. Vayitra says the Mishnah, suppose he says, Karayis kisusi, rip my garment. Shavaris kadi, break my jug. Chayiv, the mazik does is less to pay. But in this case, if he says, al menas liftar, break my jug, rip my clothes, but you're going to be potter, then he doesn't have to pay. Now why taka, when it comes to a chavala on the person's guf, he's chayiv, even if it was almanas liftar. And why, if it comes to damaging his property, do we say almanas liftar is potter? So the Gemara answers, at least the way Taisus lives pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rush says this lahalacha. If he said to him beferish, you don't have to pay, he would be potter even by the chaval on the guf. But here it's talking about where the person said, it's okay, hurt me. And the chayvel, one who does the damage, he says, but I'll be potter? And the other one said, yes. Then he's chayiv. Because we understand that the yes means, yeah, and you'll be potter. What do you think? Of course you won't be potter. Although it doesn't sound that way. He didn't say it with that nigg. He didn't say, yeah. Rather, he said yes. But we say, that's how we're going to touch it up. Because it's not the stava that he was really masking, that he should hurt him this way. Maybe he said it rhetorically. Maybe he had some kind of cheshmer for saying it. He didn't really mean it. Well, Lagabi Hezek of Mammon, where he said, rip my clothes, then we say just the opposite. If he says, go ahead, rip my clothes, please, break my card, and the man says, and I'll be potter, even if the person said no, we say, what do you think? No? I just tell you to do it. Of course you're potter. If you had to pay, so why am I telling you to do it? That's how we tie up. That's how Chazal assessed what human beings tend to mean. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, if one person says to his friend, Asei kein le'ish ploini, I want you to do this to someone else. Wound him. Hurt his money. I'm an ass lifter. I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. Chayiv. Then the chayvel, or the one who did the damage, he has to pay. Bein begufai, whether the shlichus was to hurt that person directly, or bein b'memoinai, or whether it was to hurt his money. So in our Mishnah we learned that even though you pay, you still have to ask mechila. And we learned that the person should be willing to be meichel, even to the extent that you daven for the person. We learned this from Avraham Avinu. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. If someone says to someone else, be mazik me, hurt me, so the Mishnah tells us he still has to pay. We explained. You can look in the Batanura, you will see this pshat. It comes in Taisvis and the Rush. That it's talking about a case where he said to him, I'm not going to have to pay, and the man said yes. But we touch up when he said yes, it was like, yeah, what do you think? Of course you'll have to pay. On the other hand, if he said, damage my money, damage my property, rip my clothes or break my jug, and the mazik said, on the condition I should be potter, even though he said no, we assume, no, he meant to say, no, what do you think? Of course you'll be potter, I'm telling you to do it. That's how we assess what a person means when it comes to his money. The Mishnah concludes that if someone says, do something to someone else, and don't worry, I'll pay for it, the one who did the damage is going to have to pay for it. Now, the reason in this case is because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. We learned about this earlier in Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Someone tells you to do an aveira, it's not an excuse to say, well, he told me to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do it. However, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, you can look it up in Simon Shin Pei Sif Pei, says, you tell someone to do something wrong and he taka does it, although he has to pay for it, don't think that you're a tzaddik. Unless you ask the person mechila, you're still considered that is the person. I shouldn't say you, because anyone listening to this tape wouldn't do it, but the person who tells someone else to do something not good, he's considered, klap as Shemayim, as far as Shemayim is concerned, a shutav, a partner in the rishus. You caused him to do it. You edged him on. Technically, he's going to have to pay, but you're still responsible. You still have to do tshuva. And this din, that if you tell someone to hurt someone else, but I'll pay for it, this din that the person who does the damage still is the one that has to pay for it, applies, bein begufai, bein b'memainai.